Well, it is Friday, and today we are checking in with Vancouver foodster Richard Wolak and talking about Dine Out Vancouver. Richard, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jill, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. I often think about this must be a great time for you, but you've probably, of all the people that'll be trying new restaurants, you've probably been to a lot of these ones already.
Yeah, I have been to a lot of them, and I actually think that this year is probably one of the largest festivals that Dine Out Vancouver has had. There are 380 restaurants participating in this year's Dine Around. I don't know, actually, I know some of the restaurants, but basically the list will be out on January 9th. People will be able to look and book whichever restaurant they want to try starting on January 9th for the festival that runs January 17th to February 4th. And in addition to all of these restaurants and Dine Around, they have a complementing side. It's an event and experiences part of the festival. This has been going on for about 11 years now. And we are running four events within the Dine Out Vancouver Festival with Destination Vancouver. And it's going to also runs over the same dates, but our events, we've got several different ones. And I'm just going to talk about them today and give you an idea of what's available, because this actually involves many restaurants that are not participating in the Dine Around. So it gets other restaurants involved. And January is a tough time for restaurants, and everybody knows that. So this festival comes at a perfect time, especially after this past 6 months or so. It's been very difficult for restaurants around the city and probably around the country, but mostly around the city. So this really helps them out. So the first one we're doing is on January 17th. It's Wednesday night. It's called East Van Dumpling Fest Crawl. It's happening, of course, East Vancouver. We've got Vivace on the Drive. We've got D'Olivia Tasting Bar, Mizell RMF, and a couple other restaurants participating, offering up tastings of dumplings and other dishes for the night. And people can come along and go on the tour with us and try all these different new places. And then coming up on the January 21st, a little bit different, it's a Dine Out East Van Brunch Crawl. It takes place at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also East Vancouver. We also have Vivace on the Drive, the Olivia Tasting Bar, Jam Jar, Pizzone Pizza, and UN Coffee. So a very mix of types of restaurants. It's going to be a fun day for people to come out and try a lot of different restaurants. And then the following week, on January 24th, we go downtown Vancouver, a Dine Out Asian Dumpling and Noodle Fest. Also happens at night, Wednesday night. Features Chai Guy, Tolachi Mexican Kitchen, which is doing a Japanese-Mexican fusion dish, and some more restaurants there. So same thing, 6 to 10 p.m., people can come out and try a bunch of restaurants in downtown core. And then lastly, on January 25th, we will end off with Art, Eat, and Sip Mount Pleasant. It takes place in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. It's featuring a whole bunch of restaurants and artists. So we did this event in Granville Island last year. It was a huge hit. This time, changing neighborhoods, doing Mount Pleasant, the vibrant area. We're featuring Tamale Shop, Mizell RMF, Chai Guy, Kizzy's Macarons, and a bunch of other food establishments, and several artists. So all the artists are actually in the City Center Artist Lodge. Many of the studios are participating, as well as some of the other restaurants are also featuring art. So it's a great way of mixing food and art together and get people exploring the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. And that's kind of the idea behind it. And that's also 6 to 10 p.m. on the 25th. So one thing I just want to sort of mention is we have a bit of a discount here for any show listeners that are wanting to attend any of these events or all of these events, just the four events that I mentioned, not the rest of the events in the Vancouver Festival, but we have a 15% off discount. The promo code is FoodsterX, so it's my last name of my name, Foodster X, lowercase letters. You can get tickets through Eventbrite. Just look for these events through Eventbrite. You can find them. You can enter the code in and get 15% off for you and your friends for the upcoming events.
Those events sound great. And hey, 15% is 15%. Yep. So why not?
Exactly.
I want to ask you about why. I mean, they all sound so great and in a way of trying out different foods. The brunch crawl, is it the kind of thing where you can make reservations? Because I know this is the conversation that so many people have is love going to brunch, hate standing in line. And some of the places that you mentioned can have huge lineups.
Yeah, so in this case, what we're actually doing is no reservations, but we actually, as part of the tour, we have a section in these restaurants already blocked off. So we assign, everybody will be assigned the first location, and everyone will start at the same time in each restaurant, and then it rotates. So they switch from restaurant to restaurant, and it keeps the same number of people in each place. We have a section, so it doesn't matter. So Vivace alla Drive actually is not open for brunch normally. They're only opening for our event. So we actually have exclusive use of their entire restaurant for that event. So that's really exciting. We're happy for this. The other restaurants will be either closed for to the public, like You and Coffee will be closed to the public, only open for our event. Same thing with Pizzone Pizza, only for our event. So that's kind of worked out well for us. We're able to do this. And then a couple of the other spots may have a section of the restaurant. So nobody has to worry about reservations. It's all part of the tour. You're covered. You'll be admitted. You won't have any problem with that.
All right. And again, the discount is for those events only, not for the whole gamut that we're going to see. So we won't find out all of the restaurants and the menus until next week on January 9th.
Yeah.
Do you ever have tips, though? Or do you if somebody is saying, I want to maybe experience food that maybe I haven't been there before. Maybe it's a place that has been out of my price range, but they're bringing in the fixed menus. What kind of tips do you give people?
That's exactly my tip. My tip is do not go to your same favorite restaurants. Try something new. This is your opportunity to do this. You've got, price breaks at many of the restaurants. What's happened this year is kind of because of the whole ingredient surge in prices in the past year and a half, there's no kind of set value. It used to be $25, $35, $45. Now that doesn't exist. So basically it starts off about $20 in the restaurant. It goes up to $65. Each restaurant was allowed to choose their own tier of pricing. So it makes it a bit confusing because you're going to have to figure out what their offer is. But each restaurant is doing three courses, a menu, set menu. And they'll give you a bunch of options for appetizer, for entree and dessert. But I always think, just try something different. Try something, first of all, out of your comfort zone, out of your neighborhood, because the idea is to get you out exploring the city. And if maybe you've heard of a new place you wanted to go to, you haven't been to, you see them on the list, book that spot and do it quickly and don't book Friday and Saturday night, because Friday and Saturday night is what everyone in the city is going to want to do. And those restaurants will be packed immediately. And then why have a crazy experience? You get rushed out of a restaurant on Friday, Saturday night because you don't have much time and they're trying to turn the restaurant three times during the night. Try, get a babysitter or whatever. Go earlier in the week. Try to go on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that kind of thing. It just be a much more pleasant experience for everybody. And they're also doing lunch, too. So some restaurants will be doing lunches as well as dinner. So that's another way of, trying to try something new and go for lunch. And, there's a lot of ways of doing it. But just, think about this now. Think about, a whole bunch of restaurants. Also this year, there's a lot of restaurants outside of Vancouver participating. So in the Fraser Valley, I know Langley, Surrey, Coquitlam has restaurants participating. So if you live out there, why not try something out in that area? Or, come into town. It's kind of a fun thing. I love this festival. I think it does a great job, especially with 380 restaurants. A lot, of course, it includes a few chains, and we know about the chains, but still it offers independent restaurants a chance to shine themselves, show off, I guess, if you will, and really get diners in, because it's been a really tough time. We saw a lot of closures this past year. And really, restaurants are trying to survive. So this gives them that chance to do so.
And do you think it's going to be more challenging? Like you said, things are a little different as far as the types of menus and the price points being offered. But with food costing more and restaurants are really struggling, do you think is it going to be a bit more of a challenge for them this year?
Well, I think so, because you can kind of see what's going on. Because with interest rates high, it's affected all the restaurants, and it's affecting, I talked to some restaurants over the holidays, and I said, how's it been? And then people said, you can see, it looks like we're busy, right? We're full, but people aren't spending as much. So what was happening is people were cutting back. So they'd have, instead of having maybe two glasses of wine with dinner, they'd have one glass of wine. Or instead of ordering a bottle of wine, they'd have a glass of wine. Some restaurants said that if, people come in previously and order a whole pizza for themselves, just a personal size, they're coming in and sharing a pizza. So that's been going on all over the city for the past 3-4 months. And so that's been really hurting restaurants. People don't realize that actually it's hurting the restaurants. Even though the restaurants are full or look like it's full, they're not getting the same sales. So, they got to pay rent, they got to pay staff and all that kind of stuff. So I really think that this festival is really going to kind of help jumpstart the year. Hopefully we don't have a snowstorm that kind of covers 2 weeks, but But, you know, any which way you can help the restaurants, I think this is the way. Because, you know, you're going to see some very exciting menus from Loma. Chefs were telling me they're doing some new dishes. They really want to elevate things and get people out trying things. So that's another thing. Like, look, when you look at the menus on Tuesday and you start going through them all, look for something different. Don't go for the same beef short rib that everybody else is doing. Try to find something new on the menus. Look for, like, because there's all sorts of chefs trying to do different things, and you never know. You might be surprised yourself. You'll find something new that you love that you've never thought you would have tried before.
All right, that is good advice. And again, all of the restaurants and the menus will be announced on that website on January 9th. Richard, thank you so much for this. Appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.